Red Zip versus Immigration Naturalization Service.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Richard Trace for the petitioner, Tadri Red Zip. There are just a couple issues in this case, and one of them concerns the summary dismissal of the Board of Appeals, Immigration Appeals. And basically, I think we're contending here that the Board could have easily addressed the singular issue in this matter, whether or not the economic deprivation of the respondent in that matter was significant enough to justify awarding political asylum. That issue was addressed in the notice of appeal, which was submitted by the Mr. Redzep's counsel in that case. Unfortunately, he didn't file a brief. There's some problem between the respondent in that case and the counsel. I'm not quite sure whether it amounted to ineffective assistance of counsel. It wasn't raised, and I wasn't asked to raise it. I just pursued this appeal just hopefully to have Mr. Redzep have some day in court that would litigate the issue of whether or not the economic deprivation was sufficient. As far as that issue goes, there was case law that does support the proposition that if he's going to be totally deprived of his economic livelihood upon returning to the country of his origin, and that particular deprivation is amounts to one of the acts under the political asylum statutory scheme, and that in fact could be the basis for political asylum. Mr. Redzep did have an expert witness who testified that Mr. Redzep would be totally deprived of any economic possibility, economic any future for him to work had he been returned to Macedonia under the present political and intentional economic situation, which would deprive Turks and other ethnic minorities, Muslims, from earning a living. I rest on the brief, Your Honors, on those two issues. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Ms. Goh?
May it please the Court, my name is Shelley Good and I represent the government. Your Honors, this is an extremely straightforward case. It's not, as Mr. Redzep insists, about the denial of the asylum and withholding claims. What it is about is whether Mr. Redzep has waived his challenge to the sole basis of the decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals, which is the decision that this Court reviews on petition for review. Pursuant to regulation, the Board summarily dismissed Mr. Redzep's appeal after he'd indicated he was going to file a brief and did not do so. And he then filed a petition for review of that decision in this court. However, in his opening brief, he fails to challenge in any way the basis or the board's summary dismissal. And because he failed to challenge the board's summary dismissal, the court should find that he's waived such challenge and affirm the board's summary dismissal on that basis. Furthermore, quickly, even assuming that the court decides he's not waived his challenge to the summary dismissal, it's clear under this court's precedent that the summary dismissal was appropriate by the board, and that's under this court's decision in Stroh v. INS. In this case, Mr. Redzep was represented by counsel below. He filed an appeal of the immigration judge's denial of asylum, and on his notice of appeal, he indicated he would be filing a separate written brief. The original due date to that brief was August 22, 2001. His counsel then filed for an extension of time to file a brief, and he received that extension, and the brief was then due on September 12, 2001. However, no brief was ever filed, and he failed to give any explanation, much less a reasonable one, why the brief was never filed. And on this basis, pursuant to regulation and this court's precedent, the board was acted appropriately in summarily dismissing the appeal. Furthermore, if for some reason that the court decides that the summary dismissal was inappropriate, we would ask that the court remand back to the Board of Immigration Appeals for the consideration of the asylum and withholding claims. If there are no questions, I'll rest.
Just one brief comment that in light of recent events and regulatory changes with the board, as a practitioner in this field, and this is court is probably aware, we're getting a lot of cases back which are either summarily dismissed or without opinion, and it's now a great burden on the practicing bar as well. I just think summary dismissals and dismissals without opinion are a dangerous direction to go. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.